increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO. Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm a writer and investigator in California. Here with me is Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hello again, Ray.
Hi there, Rob. So good to be with you today.
Thought it might be a good idea to talk a little bit more about Silicon Valley Bank, only in that you wrote, the failure of Silicon Valley Bank was a prime example of people and organizations who seek to place blame instead of learning from the experience. And I thought, you know what? We talked about Silicon Valley Bank, but this is a great aspect of this because it's not the issue about the failed banks, which include Silicon Valley Bank and others. Credit Suisse comes to mind. But going forward, we're going to learn more about what happened. And we don't really know much. But tell me a little bit about what you mean about a organization where the culture basically is to place blame instead of learning from the experience. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's an interesting one. It's as I mentioned in that musing, I said, crap happens, you know. The word that term crap comes from is John Crapper invented the toilet. And so it's a play on his name, as you would. So it's what we mean when we say crap happens. Things happen, whether you get rear-ended in an automobile accident, or whether you slip and fall on ice, or whether you, you bump your head on the cupboard door, or whatever, you know, stuff happens. If you bump your head on the cupboard door, you know, did you say, you know, that dang cupboard door, or do you say, gee, that was pretty stupid of me to leave that door open? It's interesting how we as humans want to place blame rather than take on the responsibility ourselves for the outcome of what happened. It's a typical human nature, I guess, is to say somebody else is at fault, not me, because I feel better if I can say you caught, you know, as I said, the devil made me do it. You know, let's say you did something wrong that you regret, and you just say, well, the devil made me do it. So we had to place a blame on the devil, you know. So, you know, darn that devil, you know, and darn that cupboard door, or that person who rear-ended me. That, I wish that person would have, you know, kept their eye on the road or whatever. You know, we always find somebody to blame rather than take on that responsibility ourselves. There's a term we use called accepting responsibility. And so accepting responsibility doesn't mean to say, I'm sorry. Well, it does include that, but it's not just, I'm sorry, I wished I hadn't done that. Please accept my apology. Accepting responsibility means, number one, you acknowledge that you made a mistake. You know, I bumped my head on the door, and so you acknowledge it. So you say, I did it. I'm the one that bumped my head. The cupboard didn't bump my head. I bumped my head. Confess it. You just say, you know, hey, that was a stupid thing for me to do. I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't done that. And then we have to make amends. In other words, we gotta correct the mistake, like close the door, or, you know, when we get through taking whatever we want out of the cupboard, we've got to close the door rather than leave it open. Fix the problem. Accepting responsibility, the biggest challenge is fixing it. In fact, that's why most people don't accept responsibility, is because they don't want to have to fix it. And fixing it does become an issue. That's the challenge. I used to tell my designers at Micro, you know, if you make a mistake in a design, and we all make mistakes, you got to correct it so it doesn't hurt the company. Well, it's hard to get them to do that because they want to charge me for the extra time they got to put in to fix the design issue. Whereas they ought to come in on the weekends, they ought to be doing it, you know, come in and stay longer at night, or whatever, so that there's no harm to the company. In other words, if you accept responsibility, you accept the harm, not put the harm on someone else. So that's the challenge we have, fixing the problem without causing harm to someone else. We need to accept the harm as you would. And then, of course, the last part is don't do it again. Don't repeat that mistake, because if you repeat it, it's going to happen again. So, learn from your mistakes. The bottom line, accepting responsibility means acknowledging you made a mistake and then fix it on your own. In other words, you take the harm. You take the responsibility for fixing it. And I bet you 9 times out of 10, most people don't take on the harm themselves to fix the problem. They want somebody else to come in, like the FDIC in the case of the Silicon Valley Bank, to pay off depositors for the money they would have lost if the FDIC had stuck to the $250,000 limit. So we can't always have somebody else bailing us out. We got to bail ourselves out. And that's what's called accepting responsibility. And so we have to learn what it means to accept responsibility. And it's not just saying, I'm sorry, or, apologize, I wished I hadn't done this or that or whatever. It's saying you're sorry is just words. Fixing the problem without harming someone else is the challenge. And for whatever it takes to fix the problem. And it's painful. Sometimes it's painful to accept responsibility.
Yeah. And as a business leader, and you had decades at the helm of Micrel, and what I'm hearing from you is the difference between leadership and bold leadership is if you're a leader and you can hold people to the standard that you want to, you're talking about the difference between the success of the company or the failure of the company, the profits of the company versus the losses. If you are able to hold people to account and say, look, that it benefits us if you're open and honest about this, when stuff goes sideways and crap happens, you got to deal with it. And you got to come forward and state that here's the issue and this is what happened, and then take responsibility for it.
That's the key. The key is that rather than cause somebody else harm from your mistake, you accept the harm. And doing whatever it takes, no excuses, to pull yourself out of the dilemma that you brought upon yourself and others. One of the cultures of Micrel was doing whatever it takes, no excuses. That means you'll do whatever you have to do. No excusing, no blame. Don't say, well, the dang software did this, or the power went out, or blame.
There's no internet.
Right. No internet. No. Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah. Boy, I heard that one before. No internet, or somebody screwed up the email, or, I don't know what happened, or, we don't seem to want to fix the problem. We want to blame somebody else for the mistake. And that if you can find somebody else to blame, then of course you don't have to fix it. Or you don't have to fix it at your expense. That's the key. And so the real accepting responsibility is you take on yourself the damage. You fix the damage. Whatever it takes, you fix the damage. And that's accepting responsibility. Sometimes, the Japanese, they had a thing called harikari, which means they would commit suicide if they failed. And so a failure in Japan means you didn't fix the problem. You just killed yourself. And so, of course, that doesn't fix the problem. It may fix your problem. It doesn't fix the problem.
It creates a problem. For example, if you were to say, hey, look, well, I'm leaving, modern business world, the equivalent of that would be quitting and leaving and going someplace else because you can't handle the fact that you made the big mess up. But there's a hole in the staff, and your value is, you may still have value at the company, You didn't throw it. Don't throw everything away. Just accept responsibility and move forward.
Well, you know, in the case of the people at Silicon Valley Bank, they were terminated. They didn't quit. And so, you know, if when this a problem occurred, when they didn't have the proper hedging, the person responsible for that should have resigned or done something to fix it, you know, then that went out of their way to deal with it. But they didn't. Everybody still had their job and they got their pay, maybe even got a severance pay. I don't know. But I don't think they paid much of a penalty other than that they had to go find another job.
Yeah, no consequences for their actions.
Right.
Doesn't spell a good things, or doesn't mean necessarily good things for the future.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks again, Ray. I mean, there are probably a lot of different topics we'll come up with that are related to the failure of banks in the country, because it's an ongoing topic, but a lot of lessons to be learned just about being an astute investor, being responsible about where you leave your money, that kind of thing. But anyway, so you can join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Follow Ray Zinn on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and you can find those links at toughthingsfirst.com. Pick up Ray's books as well. Tough Things First is the essential book that you need to get your hands on. And also, The Zen of Zinn. There are three of those books, and they're all of value to help kind of guide you through the day. Get your mind set on the right things throughout the course of the day, and that's doing the tough things first, eating the ugly frog, all the things that Ray likes to point out. You won't regret it. Thanks again, Ray.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.